Listener Wendy wrote to Mary Bradley, "Thanks for all you do to keep listeners on top of things. I look forward to receiving the station's emails regularly. But what's happened to Friday Feedback? It hasn't been on the air for several weeks. Happy holidays to everyone at WHQR." I wrote to Wendy, "Happy holidays to you as well. The short answer to your question about Friday Feedback is simply that the comments appear to have dried up. We don't know if that's because everyone is so happy with what we're doing, or just listener fatigue or holiday syndrome or what. To remedy that, I'm going to dip again into comments from listeners made during and just after our fall fund drive. Jason Young of Greensboro said, "Your fundraising is so much more enthusiastic than WUNC, but I suppose they have a larger listening base. It is endearing in its own way." Listener Kyle of Myrtle Beach wrote, "I appreciate the BBC News at 9 a.m. weekdays and your broadcast signal I receive in Myrtle Beach." Lois Johnson of Jacksonville wrote, "I love WHQR, but I've had problems receiving radio transmission at home since you split the station into classical and news, etc. I have concocted a wire on an HD radio. I can usually listen now. Thanks for your community coverage." Rachel Mann of Wilmington said, "It's time to get rid of car talk and have something current." James said, "By supporting public radio and TV, I feel I'm supporting sanity, something that is in short supply in our nation right now." Sarah Davis of Leland said, "I love both stations and feel so lucky to have classical music and a public radio station." Beth of Southport said, "I would gladly display a WHQR bumper sticker if you would send me one." Clay Swenson of Calabash said, "I enjoy listening first thing in the morning and when I'm in my truck." Listener Christie said simply, "Thanks." Melanie Moe said, "You inspire many interesting conversations in the kitchen and in the car between me and my kids." Michael Sollenberger said, "Keep up the mostly good job you do." Roger Eifert said, "I stream radio programs from all over the country, but George's Smooth Landing is the best. I love the musical selections." Carolyn Gruel said, "I worked in WHQR's first fundraiser. I turned the radio back and forth between the stations three times a day. They don't receive any other station." Roger Cook said, "I think it's the coolest public radio station I've ever heard, and I love the music." Lee from Leland said, "Your pledge drive is the worst." Terry Welshen said, "It's the only station where I listen to the pledge drive. I love it." Well, next week, WHQR will conduct our annual one-day December drive. As always, we will partner with a nonprofit in the area to salute their work with the less fortunate. So we hope you'll help us out next Tuesday. And, of course, we'd always love to hear from you on Friday Feedback, so keep those calls and letters coming in. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.